ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग एवरीवन। इज लुकिंग डबल लाइट, एम आई राइट? एवरीवन इज लुकिंग डबल लाइट, एम आई राइट? एवरीवन इज लुकिंग डबल लाइट, एम आई राइट? व्हाई डोंट यू क्लैप देन फॉर योरसेल्फ? If we godly students are able to stay double light, bright, happy, powerful, then Baba is very, very happy that children are making best use of their time, resources and energy. And this year, the topic for Madhuban spiritual effort is harmony. And a lot we are hearing these days. And today, another dimension for creating harmony or keeping harmony in our life through maryadas and disciplines. That is Baba's method of helping us to be in harmony through maryadas and disciplines. Isn't it wonderful? Because one is that we do hard work. We think, we contemplate, we try to look here and there how we can live, what is to be done, what is not to be done. And another is simply you put the train of your life on the track of maryadas. And then whole life just moving ahead because that track is very clear. So what is easy? Just to create our own paths or to be on the track which has been put by Baba? What is our experience? Whenever in our life we were right on track, we were flying. We were in harmony with each and everyone. And the moment we lose that track, we come out and start following human dictates, our own mind's dictate, we create only trouble for us. Harmony, first of all, begins from my own self. Am I in harmony with my own self? And that happens when I am able to follow Baba's direction, first maryada. That be soul conscious. This is maryada for me. This is discipline for me. This is Shrimat, first Shrimat for me. Be soul conscious and look at each and everyone as soul. Baba's today's lesson for us was, see, look at each other as brother souls. There is no wisdom, no philosophy in the world which is able to create universal harmony except this one realization that we are souls, children of one Father. It's the most powerful consciousness, awareness, realization. When I just understand, fine, I am a soul, this is my true identity. I am not a physical being. That is one thing. But when I realize in addition to this that I, the soul, the light, am child of God, so to each and every soul in the world. More than 8 billion stars, we all are children of same Father. Okay, try to create disharmony now. Not possible. Because in my intellect, this realization has deeply made a place. This is uniting force. As soon as we forget this, I have hundreds of things which disunite me with the world, with the people of different languages, color, caste, creed, nationality. And with all these hundreds of things which disunite me with others, if I try to think of creating harmony, I am just wasting my time. It is not possible. Wastage of time. No workshop, no conferences, no summits, no peace summits. Help us to be in harmony with each other, or even to think good of each other. So one drop of true wisdom, wisdom of Almighty, just one drop. What's that drop? Again, we repeat that for ourselves. That one drop which liberates each and everyone from ill feeling has the power to create harmony in the whole world, that we all souls, eternal souls, are children of one Father. We have one Father, eternal Father, supreme Father, permanent Father, my Father, our Father. And if just for a few seconds, each other, you're just sitting by your side, all souls, look at them. This is soul, this is light. Child of Supreme Father, not just my friend or someone from Russia, America, Australia, but lights. Foundation. This is the strength of this new Alaukik life. Once I have understood it, I would not worry about whether any time, anywhere, I will not be with the people who are physically not like me, geographically at the position like me, no matter. That's all. Not so important. Important is we are same lights. Souls, conscient being, children of one Father. There is no Murli. When Baba has not underlined this for us, when Baba has not given deep realizations, every day, more than 10-12 times, Baba reminds us. So therefore, this is another system, another maryada, another rule for us. If I really want to be in the harmony with everyone, I need to listen Murli every day. No human being's conversation reminds me as much of the soul as much Baba reminds me. Every day Murli reminds me who am I and whose am I. If we create more than 30,000 thoughts in a day, and out of that, if less than 50% thoughts, that is 18,000 thoughts or 15,000 thoughts, they are of body consciousness. Certainly I am going to put myself in trouble when I will be in connection with the people not so identical with me, not so like-minded with me. But if I listen Murli, I practice soul consciousness more recent, that is almost 25,000 thoughts, 30,000 thoughts in a day are in soul consciousness. Nobody can challenge me with its different kinds of sanskars, no matter what come. I know you are my father's child. I know you are a pillar. I know it very well. And there is some trouble with you now that you are behaving like this, but I know you are a very lovely soul originally. No trouble. I feel inner confidence. Not just because I am a great person. I am a very ordinary person, simple person, but I have understood great truth about you. That you are a very lovely, peaceful, pure soul, child of my father. And the reason, third maryada, third rule, third direction, which Baba has given us, so that we can stay in harmony, not just with the people who are different from us, different thinking, different sanskars, but foremost, importantly, with five elements, with nature, with my own body. Because I am in this body whole day, all the time. And if I am not in harmony with this body is not helping me to live that life which I am living. I feel difficult, discomfort, unhappy. So how can I be in harmony with this body? Which maryada system created by Baba helps me most to stay in harmony with five elements, with my body? Which discipline Baba has created? Most important maryada given to us. And even from the path of bhakti from copper age onwards, this was followed diligently, sincerely, to stay in harmony. And that is the maryada of getting up early in the morning. Amrit Vela. Consistent Amrit Vela. And we all know, sitting here, I'm not going to have a test or to test you, examine you, but just simply, how many of you have at least 90% Amrit Vela? 90%. Okay, if out of 365 days means at least 300 days or 290 days, yes? How many of you? Okay, what does this mean? What does this mean? This? 360 days at least, 90%? Okay, so big hand, very nicely. If you are able to get up early in the morning and experience lovely relationship with Baba, that means your body is thankful to you. Generally, after some time of our Brahman life, after 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 years, when we are good yogis when we have understood knowledge, we start involving ourselves in different kinds of services. One obstacle comes frequently. Oh, I was tired. Late night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, I was, you know, having journey, I was in flight, or I was doing this service. So it's better to take rest. Doctor says, take rest 8 hours. Doctor says, I have 6 hours rest. You have to repair your body. You can't be emotional. You can't. But if once you think about it, God Himself has given me this maryada. The God who is doctor, who is teacher of all teachers, who is guru of all gurus, didn't He foresee that I am also going to follow this maryada and I will have trouble? Didn't He foresee? Is it he so short-sighted that He didn't consider my case, weak person, and gave this direction to all universally? To the people living in north, south, east, west of all age, Amrit Vela is important. Without Amrit Vela, you will not be able to manage this impure body. Extremely disobedient horse who is habitual of life not so pure, because we all. So Baba knows everything. Baba understands everything. Still He has given this maryada. Because two things happen when we get up at Amrit Vela, no matter what. Two things happen. And getting up Amrit Vela is not for the sake of getting up only, but for the sake of meeting with my Baba. My Baba, special appointment in the morning. And then throughout the day is going to be different. Amrit Vela, special appointment for me. I'm not going to miss. Good morning, Baba. I'm here. And the light and might of Baba, straight connection in 1 second, point of light, Baba, Supreme Soul, Benefactor, Father. Instant, you are as if merged in that love and power and bliss. You are just taking a shower of shining red light or shower of silvery light of subtle word. You are meeting with an angel. Wow. So is it small thing? No, this is something very important for Raj Yogi soul who has challenged this body. Not you are going to rule me. I am going to drive you, use you, rule you. And this shower of bright red light, Baba's light, experience of the space which is called Brahmalok, abode of souls, early morning experience of this space heals everything in the body. Even if you slept late in the night, you were very tired, but wonder will happen. And you have gone through a very strong Ayurvedic healing process. Free of charge. Just rejuvenation. wonderful experience. So much, body was so much tired, there was pain at many places. And you never expected that you will be able to do something tomorrow. But Yogatambra celebrated this beautiful meeting, had shower of these rays of bliss, and this body is new. Body starts thanking the Master. Oh my Master, now you know what I need. Because elements had memory of bliss which one's soul had. And elements start dancing, re-experiencing that bliss. As if the body is hungry of that experience, thirsty of that experience. And if Master has given this experience, body thanks, becomes light. Like puffy, you know puffy, sponge, airy, as if, and when you have this experience, then even if you know you're going to use your body a lot, there is hard work ahead, you have to sit long, you have to stand long, you have to travel long, but it does not frighten you. So this is another important maryada, Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela has done wonder with the souls who experienced different kinds of challenges from body, sicknesses in the body, serious problems with the body. It has healed, it has treated even those things in the body for which medical personnel or doctors says it is impossible to treat. For this person, for this soul, once doctor said, after I had some back trouble and the nerves at the back, they were just too pressed because of long hours of sitting, and they examined it, there was x-rays and many other things. They said, now you can never sit in your life more than 1 hour. Try to sit only 40 minutes and then whole day. Try to do as much as exercise you do, but now you will not be able to lead normal life. And they told this to me 25 years ago. And I started sitting double, triple. Started traveling double, triple. Why? Because I am Master. I know this body is not so happy with me because I was doing one thing but not doing this. So I do agreement with this body. I will do my task. Wherever I need you, you will be with me. But I will do everything for you also now. And what this body needs? Amrit Vela, shower of Baba's rays of love. And finish. Within 1 minute, one month, all diagnosis, all symptoms of what doctors declared, they disappeared. Without any medicine, without any special treatment. Just by constant attention on such kind of Amrit Vela. So what we would like to choose? Which option is better for us? to give big treatments to body, or to just do this, do that, or have consistent, loving, loveful meeting with Baba every Amrit Vela. Which option sounds more easier? Which option? And Baba has foreseen it. Baba knows my children will face many obstacles from these elements, so in advance he has made sure that they come to me every morning and I will do everything for them. And then, as we discussed just now, listening to Murli in the class. Listening Murli every day in gathering of Brahmins charges the battery of soul. So again I ask, 365 days means 100%. So how many of you, 90%, are regular in Murli, 90%, and they listen to Murli in class? Yeah? 90%? Okay. Some are not raising. 70%? 70 to 80%? Yeah? Yeah, that is why I am asking percentage. Listening Murli in the class is Maryada. And then of course is adjustment. And in order to have harmony with all other Brahmin souls, to be able to be at the same energy level, morning class, listening together, plays very big role. If we can't do that, we know our situation better. Okay. We listen it anyway. We listen it anywhere, online or sitting in home. But Baba's Maryada, Baba's system to help us is through such kind of gathering. How it works? What is logic behind that? What is science behind that? Yeah? When I am listening to my study alone, it's only power of soul, current of one soul. I am trying to take power from Baba. You are driving your own boat in the ocean. But when you are in the ship, sitting with so many, captain is Baba, and we all are enjoying the journey. Isn't it different? Yes? I have to sail my own personal boat. My both hands are busy. I am trying to take myself to the destination. And on another hand, we all are enjoying Murli together in Murli class, as explained by Baba. Maryada given to us by Baba. Baba in the Murli class puts all different beads. He gives drishti to all his children, to all his godly students, and puts them in thread of his love. So automatically, I am surrounded by the energy of unity with the whole Brahman family. Then I don't have to do much effort to stay in harmony. Something will happen, but already around me is Baba's energy of love. Baba gives drishti. Baba himself teaches in morning class. So which option is better? Maryada given to us or sailing my boat on my own amidst all different situations, trying to struggle for reaching to the destination. Certainly, easier is to take every day this energy of love from Baba. Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, studying Baba's knowledge from 1936-37 onwards and still in 2000, that is almost 75 years, 80 years of their study, 83 years of their study, still they loved sitting in class, writing Baba's Murli, listening Baba's Murli. If Dadi Prakashmani would read, Dadi Janki will sit there. If Dadi Janki would read, Dadi Prakashmani will come in the class. And that kept them together in harmony. Because throughout the day, even if we have alaukik identities, alaukik task as a server, as in charge of my house, as trustee in my house, or as Baba's driver, I am driving some transport. But the highest identity is of godly student, ready to learn, ready to change, ready to adjust. A driver may not adjust, a director may not adjust, a cook may not adjust, but student, always learning. Okay. So if I do not go into this experience of being godly student every day, deep happiness of being student, then these rigid roles which we are playing as servers or Brahmins, they become obstacle when we interact with each other. Rigid, heavy. But 1 hour of study helps us to keep these roles flexible. Easy to change this self-respect or dress and to be in harmony. Okay, okay, I understand what you want from me. Okay, we will cook this today. And that thing we will cook another day. Okay, I will take this route. As you say. So which maryada? Maryada of listening Murli in Murli class. And not just it helps me to be in harmony with others, but in harmony with my own karmic account. My own karmic account of many births, my sanskars, they also loosen their grip over me when I have student spirit. On my own, when I listen or sit in front of screen to read Murli or listen Murli, that's very different. That's not bad. But it's another level. Of course, if someone does everything to be able to be in that godly student spirit, of course it is possible. But this maryada help us to overcome the grip of our own karmic accounts. we are able to understand, this was not me. This was not me. This all my past sanskars. I am just Baba's little lovely star. And everything will be okay. I am not afraid from my own karma then. My own such role which went wrong somewhere. I am not afraid. It's fine. It's fine. Baba's wisdom in the class helps me to see unlimited space of transformation and flight. As if I have not lost anything. Even if I did some very big mistake, even if something went wrong in my role, but still everything is going to be okay. That is why this maryada. Another maryada, as if we start counting now, fourth maryada. In general, almost 26, 27 maryadas are there for Brahmin life. But of course, we can understand it won't be possible to talk about everything now, how it helps to be in harmony. But fourth maryada is to really adhere to or stick to the loveliest, mightiest, brightest, sensible time table. Brahmin time table, maryada of time. We just now talked about one aspect of that timetable, Amritvela, but that is separate in timetable. We talked about morning murli class, that is part of timetable, but then there is timetable of whole day. In order to create the image of worthy worship, in order to create the image of God's child, following this Brahmin timetable is utmost important. Bhagwan, Bhagwati, Lakshmi, Narayan, Devi, Devta, as we say, God, Goddesses, with small g. How that image can be created? God is incorporeal, point of light. We are in body. But following this timetable, which has every 1 hour at least 3 minutes of silence, 3 minutes of meeting with Baba. Brahmin timetable, every hour, 3 minute, 1 minute, coming back to intense soul consciousness. I am light, I am might, I am point of light. Baba, here am I. Baba, where are you? I am here. Very sweetly. Because I just got switched to that work. 1 hour I did that work. I am back to Baba. Baba. Every hour. Every hour. And then 5 times. Traffic control. Then cooking meals according to Maryada and Srimad regularly following right time, is part of creating, being in harmony with our life situations. Because this is law. This is law. If you don't take guard of your life, then everything else in the world starts ruling you, taking your life wherever they wish. If you don't take guard of your life, and life means one day. Next day, it's again one day. You don't know about tomorrow. Life is one day today. So you take guard of your one day and rest will be taken care automatically. Simple option? Simple, yes? Every hour, creating a space for 1 minute, talking with Baba, and 5 times traffic control, enjoying being the light for the world. I am light for the world. I am lighthouse for the world. So traffic control is to give such kind of support, mental support to the world. Yesterday, as just now, I told that I came 2 hours ago from Bhopal. I was there for 10 days. Bhopal and Gwalior, these are 2 prominent cities of Madhya Pradesh. It's the central India. So every day it was another center, whole day program. And early morning we leave at 6:30 or 7. So yesterday was last bhatti in a beautiful center. But while we left from the place where I was staying, it was no traffic time. We were going in Baba's remembrance. It was traffic control, 7 o'clock. And what can happen? Oh, we are driving, we are sitting now, we are going there. So no problem. Traffic control, we are already sitting in Baba's remembrance. No. Traffic control means special attention. Special attention of connection with the source of current for the world. Becoming detached from each and every thought. Baba. So 7 o'clock that happened. Brother who was driving also had some music in his clock. So it's the song started. And just after 15 seconds, yes, 7 o'clock, traffic started. So we were enjoying Baba's company, Baba's drishti. Exactly after 10-15 seconds, one brother had just turned upside down in his motorcycle and lying under the motorcycle, and something got stuck in the head, blood was coming just in front of our car. And had not it been the time of traffic control, maybe speed would be different, but we were driving 40 kilometer per hour, 40 speed, 35, 40. So, we didn't collide with that motorcycle, but at the same time, we could stop. By the time we stopped, 3-4 persons ran and they just removed motorcycle from his body and they made that brother stand, and we opened the window of the car, traffic control was done, and Baba's drishti, rays of love for that person, and let everything be okay with the soul. Because 3-4 persons ran to help and we were sure that he will be taken care now. And next 2 hours, again and again emerging that person, in front of the eye, Baba, let the soul get proper care quickly. And just after opening the window, I said, Bhaiya, sab theek ho jayega. Sab theek ho jayega. Everything will be okay, brother. So that energy would not be the same if we were not in traffic control. It would be human sound then. Soul feeling mercy. But now, I myself felt, Baba becomes present. So timetable, which has everything like a sophisticated machine created with hundreds or thousands of small parts, a rocket is created to go to moon, to stars. How many things are there in that system? So similarly, we are not leading the life which equals to driving bicycle or driving two-wheelers or driving four-wheelers. We are leading the life which equals flying through airplane. Above all problems. Because when you drive two-wheelers, bicycle, four-wheelers, three-wheelers, you face at every step circumstances. But when you are flying, all circumstances are sight scenes, beautiful scenes. So that is called harmony within drama. Being in harmony while you are in hell. Can you think of being in harmony while you are in hell? Timetable helps us. Leave this timetable, you are in the hell. No flying, only lying, underground, and all problems over you. So which option better? Hello? Which option better? Only this, Baba Shrimad Brahmin timetable. Genuinely following it, no matter what. Let everything else change, but not my timetable. Where I practice soul consciousness, where I practice connecting with Baba so that I can give Sakash to everything, to everyone. And last for this day, for this conversation, is how we sleep. How we sleep. How we get up, and when we get up is of course first thing, but how do we sleep makes a difference. This maryada is created by Baba so that we can become part of royal family. And there is never any disharmony in royal family of golden age. Sleeping according to maryada means two things. That we definitely, after cleaning our body, after cleaning our feet, most importantly, feet. Cleaning your feet properly. That you do with hot towel or whichever way you know how to do that, or you take a bath. But cleaning the feet, sitting in silence, talking with Baba, giving Baba whole picture of the day. emptying your urn of intellect completely. Baba, it was so nice. Baba, I did this. This was not nice, Baba. Baba, this is Baba, yes. And for something which was done not so rightly, I say sorry to Baba. So that nothing goes into the account of Dharamraj. And see your bed, neat and clean, better white sheet, if not, at least light color. Better all the things, your gadgets are switched off at least an hour before you sleep. All gadgets far away from the body. Better from that room. Put them somewhere. Because Baba has given me third eye, the best gadget. Through third eye, I can go beyond this world. So consistently following this way of sleeping makes you respectable and royal. We have seen hundreds of times, we have been thousands of times in the rooms of our dadis, senior didis, all good yogis. Their room shines at the time of sleep. It's not that the end of the day it is untidy room and they are tired and now they are just falling. No, no. Never. Sleeping fresh. Sleeping tired, not maryada. Sleeping fresh. You understand? If you wash your feet, you switch off your gadgets, your room is tidy, you have emptied everything from your intellect, you are fresh. And you sleep in Baba's lap of light like an angel. Angel is sleeping. And the room is filled with that kind of happiness. Angel is sleeping. Royal. Royal. And this creates your good karma with good souls, this energy. Royal personality. No one would try to have conflict with you because you are so accurate. If you are not tidy, hustle, bustle, you just come and sleep, okay, go, I'm tired. Then everything around you will be resonating in the same way. But if this way, this maryada is followed, people hardly think of having conflict with us because they feel that greatness in our karma, in our behavior, in our lifestyle. They think twice before having an issue with us. Om Shanti.